is situated as Paramatma Antarjami, everywhere, Andantarastham, within the universe, as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, within the heart of everyone, and even within the atom. So then how we can walk? Krishna is within the atom. How we can walk? If somebody says, how you are walking on the road? Because within the atom there is God. In the within Andantarastham, Paramanu Chayantarastham.
In everywhere.
So this is a combination of Paramanu, atom. So how we can walk? People may question like that in within the Paramanu, there is Krishna. How you are walking on this road? So this question you should all understand. We know the Raphandevi Mandi. We do not stay. Just like our Vrindavan Mandir is being constructed. There is no residential quarter upon the Mandir. Similarly, when the Mandir will be constructed, we are not so fool that we'll go and stay upon the Mandir. But Mandir is not constructed yet. Now what shall we do?
Worship should go.
Therefore, we have temporarily situated Mandir in the same building. We cannot stop our worship. That is not possible. Because one cannot go upon the Mandir. Because the Lord is now being worshipped within the residence, it does not mean he can stop his worship. Worship must continue in any condition, apratihata, without being impeded by any rules and regulations. This is called raga-marga. Vidhi-marga, and there is raga-marga. Vidhi-marga means under rules and regulations. And raga-marga means out of love. That is another thing. There is another instance. Govinda was personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after his dinner, Govinda used to give him massage on the leg. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground and began to sleep on the door. So Govinda was to give massage to his leg. So he crossed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And began to
walk.
Yeah, no, not walk. Giving massage. He was sleeping. So at 2 or 3 o'clock, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Govinda, you are sitting here, you are not taking your dinner? No, sir. Why? Now, how could I cross you and take my dinner? Then how you came? Now, that is for your massage. But I cannot cross you for my dinner.
For you, I can cross. Yes.
For you, I can do anything.
For you.
For your service.
For you.
But for my sense gratification, I cannot do that.
Oh, very good answer.
in the Western countries, I had to sometimes do something which I should not have done. But I've done it, to bring so many souls to Krishna.
The preaching necessitates that.
Yes. Because if there is no other alternative, what can I do? In the beginning, I had no disciples. So I was cooking myself. So one gentleman, later on he became my disciple. He gave me some place. I was cooking, and in the refrigerator, I saw there was meat. So I guess, what is this? He said, it is for cats. I don't take it. All right. I'll be. So, of course, I stayed there for 3-4 days. And if I cry, I have violated my rules and regulations. Rules and regulations can be violated when there is urgent necessity of service, not whimsically or for one's sense gratification. And that is, of course, in our present day, with the permission of the spiritual master. Not one should think, oh, I have become so much great devotee, I can violate all the rules. And no, you cannot. If there is need of violating rules and regulations, you must take permission. So now we have no temple. Under the circumstances, we are doing that. So you construct the temple as soon as possible, so that people may not criticize you. For all grihastha devotees, you should begin preaching among the grihasthas. It is not forbidden for the grihasthas to preach, because preaching is required everywhere. Arjuna was grihastha. So, Jai Krishna Tattvavetta Shai Guru. One must know the science of Krishna. Then you can become preacher. Kiva vipra kiva shudra nashikane noa. Jai Krishna Tattvavetta Shai Guru. Amar agyai guru haiya tarayai desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. This is preaching. It doesn't matter whether one is sannyasi or grihastha, or a brahman, or a shudra. It doesn't matter. If one knows the science of Krishna, then he can become guru. And he says, by my order, you become guru and deliver your country. Aidesh means your country. So what is to be done? Now just whomever you meet, you instruct him about the instruction given by Krishna. saying that while you are living on the top of the temple, you informed that, but you have not seen yet temple. It is not temple.
It is temple.
You have to yet to see what is temple.
Sure.
Temple will be constructed. This is not temple. I wanted to stay in the Dharamsala of Tirtha Maharaj to construct the temple. I requested him that some of my men will stay in the Dharamsala. He refused. Then how can I construct temple? Therefore, I first constructed a residential quarter. And unless my men leave here, how can I construct temple? So this is residential quarter. This is not the temple. The temple has yet to be done. So suppose we have no regularly constructed temple, do you think we shall give up worship of the Lord?
No.
Then?
We must continue it.
That's it. Because there is no temple. Bhavananda, are you understanding?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We can do our worship anywhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, anywhere.
And it is said bhakti.
Anywhere.
Bhakti, the definition of bhakti is given in the Bhagavad. Apratihata. Pratihata means impediment. I have seen amongst the Mahamedans, it is very good. Mm. As soon as their Nawaz time is there, anywhere they
will. Anywhere.
It is very good.
Boat. Even on roads they will.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Yes. On the boat, on the everywhere.
Everywhere.
The four times.
They are so regularly, as soon as the time is there, anywhere they will.
There was big trouble about them in.
Huh?
There was big trouble about them in London for some time.
What is that?
Because they would leave their work and start praying.
Oh.
Then the work was stopped and later on it was sorted out. They were allowed to do their prayers.
Culture under, say, very comfortable circumstances. This has relation to constant inquiries from public, especially young men, at the entrance of our mandi, our this building. These days, I was helping them for entrance and exit. In that course, many young people, especially, they asked, how could people living in so much comfort, circumstances, could care and ask for bhakti.
Then, does it mean those who are...
Yes.
Those who are in uncomfortable situation, they are big bhaktas? Can you show me that because they are in uncomfortable situation, they have become big bhaktas? Is that the proof? What is this land?
This land we were looking at a few days ago. You suggested purchasing it for grazing.
Yes, it would be nice. So, is it possible?
Yes.
Oh, so do it. Hoggies, as I explained, apratihata. Any condition, bhakti can be executed. The example is given, just like Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya was grihastha and governor, and he was very comfortably situated. And Rupa Goswami was living underneath the tree every night. And both of them were equally rather Ramananda Rai was accepted in greater position than Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in renounced order of life, but he gave even better position to Ramananda Rai than Rupa Goswami. And Ramananda Rai was a grihastha, he was not even a Brahmin, and governor, very opulent, very comfortable situation. You know this?
Yes.
So, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treat them equally or gave better position to Ramananda Rai than Rupa Goswami. This question was raised not only now, when our Guru Maharaj started Gaudiya Math. So he was allowing the sannyasis to live in palatial building and go in cart for preaching work. So many such person question, how is that? Sannyasis are going in cart, living in palatial building. So our Guru Maharaj replied that a devotee should be offered the best comfort of life. And if he would not have introduced this comfortable life at the same time to become pure devotee, then these devotees from Western countries would never come. They would never agree to sit down under the tree and imitating Rupa Goswami. That is not possible. Do you understand or not?
Yes.
What is your answer?
I answered that...
You answered me. I am talking with you.
Actually, I didn't know...
Now, in our building, we have got the most comfortable situation. There is no such sanitary arrangement in any of the temples. But we are trying to give them. Because we are dealing in a different atmosphere.
People of the different countries.
Yeah.
And they are habituated.
They are not habituated
with this.
To go on and the field and pass the back way. Yes.
To pass their obnoxious and
then it will be a great difficulty for them.
Difficulties for them. And to
they must be given
themselves.
As far as possible their Western type of comforts.
Yes.
And chant Hare Krishna.
And they are born and brought up in this.
They have sacrificed so much for me. They are ready to lie down under the tree. But it is my duty to see that as far as possible they are comfortably situated. That is my duty. They can agree to live in any condition.
Gargamuni said me like this one day. And myself and one of the devotees went to draw the rashan from the river in the distance, 2 miles off. And the devotee saying, we'll go by the car and let us go by the rickshaw.
Yes, they do
but
that.
I like to save the parts of the temple. And that devotee is not up till devotee, but he was a worker, his whole time living in the temple. And I asked Gargamuni, your devotee is saying we'll go by car. It is expensive because we are collecting money from the different peoples and from the public.
Yes.
And we must not use our money in this way.
Oh, Krishna Bhakti.
We must not use our
money. Do you have any money?
Mayapur, where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
who are very much attracted to living in Mayapur, residing in Mayapur. After perfecting their lives, do they sometimes join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement in Goloka Vrindavan?
Those who are living in Mayapur, they have already joined. Mancha Babichari Bhakti Yogi na Jasevate Sagunan Samutita Itan Brahma Bhuyakal. Anyone who has joined devotional service of Babichari without any reservation is already liberated. There is no question of liberation for him. Brahma Bhuyakal. He is already in the Brahma platform. This is bhakti. For a bhakti, there is no question of liberation. He is already liberated. A millionaire is already rich. He doesn't require to become rich. It is automatical.
राजा प्रताप को मिलने से मना किया और बाद में जो है जब वो डिवोटी बन गए तो मिले
It is just to give his personal example that a sannyasi should not be very much intimately mixing with rich men. That is by his personal example. He was a sannyasi. He refused to see a king. Because a king is supposed to be always busy in material affairs. Material. So, it for the general people aspiring to go back to home, back to Godhead, for them to mix with the materialistic person is forbidden. Vishayinam sandarsanam atho jushitanj. Those are Vishayi, simply engaged in sense gratification. And Joshitam. Joshitam means omen or enjoyable things.
Prabhupada, many religious institutions, they welcome the rich people.
Yes,
those who are coming by cars and those who are coming gorgeously and they are donating much to the institutions, they are welcomed by the people management of these institutions. And this is your version. It is just contradictory. I accept your version. It is quite right. And I hope our institution must not do like that. This ISKCON must not do like that. The well-to-do people will come and they will get more press, more receptions, more congratulations. I request it must be your direction. Our institution ISKCON must not do like this. And it is
but
your internet.
One thing is that we are not living like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ideal sannyasi. And he was living apart from any material attachment.
Yes.
But we have to do preaching work. We have to construct temples. Comfortable temple.
Living.
So we'll pay for that.
Then your way.
Therefore, we have to sometimes do that.
Yes.
Just like
the,
that Oman, that the chaste Oman, she served a prostitute.
To make them correct.
No. Served prostitute for serving her husband. There is a big story.
Big story, yes.
Lokkohira.
Lokkohira, yes.
You know that Lokkohira.
Her husband was a leprotic.
Yes.
And he requested his Lokkohira that you want to go one night to the...
Yes, to the prostitute.
Prostitute.
And her fee was Lokkohira. 100,000 pieces of diamond.
I know that story.
Yeah. So, for the satisfaction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we sometimes do that. But we collect money from them, not for our sense gratification, but constructing this temple.
For the general public and the country.
And unless we have got a temple like this, nobody would come. If I sit down here, Bhaktivedanta Swami is sitting here, nobody will come.
Nobody. But people like poor people like come to Vasudeva. But
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Birla, Tata,
he is God. He can attract anyone. But I am not God. I have to attract people by some opulence.
But Prabhupada, you in the beginning, you attracted in the park, have you? When you went to America, you were chanting and attracting people just in the park, same place.
Joy.
Now, at that time, only Brahmananda was at
church.
Not you.
Only because you are sincere soul.
This Brahmananda and Uchudananda, they first danced in my chanting in the park. The photograph was published in the Times of New York.
And I heard that your first devotee in America, Kirtaniya. Kirtaniya Swami.
Kirtananda Swami.
Kirtananda Swami.
He's next.
Yes, I met him.
He came next.
I met him.
And Brahmananda came first.
No, you
are present in that Tomkinson Square?
Before that. I asked him, and somebody
you are defeated. So, Kirtan is glorious than Brahmagyan.
And some devotee introduced me with him. He is the first devotee of Prabhupada in America, in foreign.
He is a priest's son. Becoming from very respectable priestly order family.
Last 2 days we are enjoying a good day.
But there are so many disciples of one guru. Are they come all in bona fide disciple succession?
Well, everyone is in the bona fide disciple succession. Provided he keeps that tradition. Keeps that tradition. Aponi achari prabhu jivare sikha. One must behave that I belong to this disciple succession. I must keep myself fit for the post. Then it is all right. If he deviates, then he deviates the disciple succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says frankly that this is disciple succession. Amar agga. Just carry out my order. Then you are in disciple succession. If you do not keep yourself in the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then simply by becoming disciple, you are not in the disciple succession. This is disciple succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's clear. Amar agyai guru hai ya taroi. Wherever you live, you become a spiritual master. How? Jare dako tare kaho Krishna. Whomever you meet, you only speak what Krishna has instructed. Then you are disciple. It doesn't matter what you are and where you are. It doesn't matter. This is disciple. If you think, now I am initiated, I am now liberated, I have no other business, then you are not in the disciple succession. You must preach. That is disciple.
This is the definition of the disciple.
Amar agyai guru hai ya taroi de. Jare dakho, you have to, anyone, any friend, any businessman, Hare Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. What is the loss in that? My dear friend, I request you to chant Hare Krishna. Where is the difficulty?
Even a child like Saraswati, she
yes?
does.
Ah, yes.
If you ask everyone, every child, she will say, jump, yes. jump, jump, jump. Yes.
And she will sometimes say in the phone.
And if he does not, he'll say, Shamsandar, here is a kormi.
Yes.
Our Gosai in Radha Damodar temple, he was smoking. Malti, Malti, see this old man is smoking.
Take this billy out. Chant Hare Krishna, she was telling.
Yes.
Throw this billy and chant Hare Krishna.
He's smoking billy. This man became little lesson. Yes, my girl, I'll give it up. By and by. You are surprised that a man is smoking. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, Vrta, bhav, very rigid. Vajante maang dhirab prata. So, if I am unable, there is no need of starving. No. Because if you become diseased, then your bhajan will be hampered. So you can drink. कोई बात नहीं है कोई कोई हर्जा नहीं वो तो व्यक्तिगत है उसमें कोई दोष जन्माष्टमी में उपवास में कोई कोई फलाहार करते हैं क्या करते बेचारी सत्ता नहीं क्या करते भावग्राही जनार्दन जो भाव जो है जो मैं भगवान की सेवा करूँगा इसी को भगवान ग्रहण करते और एबिलिटी इन एबिलिटी दैट डिपेंड्स ऑन द पर्सन
मैंने कोई 93 पाउंड जमा करवाया था आपके अकाउंट में वो बोल रहे हैं आपको
हाँ कितना
93 पाउंड
बैंक में जमा किया
हाँ जी आपके लिए
तो जमा होगा हम तो ड्रॉ नहीं किया सर जमा ही
नहीं एडवाइस नहीं करते जी आपको
कौन वो एडवाइस क्या होगा लंदन में
मैंने रसीद दे दी थी मंदिर में
एडजस्ट देयर कैश
कैश इज डिफरेंट बट
नो नो आई मीन टू से अकाउंट कंप्यूटर बट दे मस्ट टैली विद द डेली बैलेंस
Well, they put in the suspense right? when they find out this mistake or somebody pointed out, and then they adjust it. So many times it has happened, but this computer system is not 100% efficient.
One Indian girl, illiterate girl, went to London and America and failed this computer. She was able to work out some quicker than
she challenged. Computers. Challenged.
Shakuntala, yes. Shakuntala, who came to see me. She's a little fatty. That girl?
Yes.
I think.
Yes, she printed his photo in the London papers also and challenged that I can meet with any computers in the Western world.
Another one high court, yes.
Assam also.
Assam.
Yes.
বাংলাদেশই তো ছিল দারভাঙা পর্যন্ত, এর নাম হচ্ছে দারবঙ্গ।
During the festival, these festival days,
yes.
For the last three or four days, many people, especially young men, were asking for cheaper sort of informatory books, or leaflets in their own language, and also asking for how they can become members or more closely associated.
This is very important.
With more concessional or a type of...
So unfortunately, we haven't got any expert Bengali to do this thing.
In my own way, I am ready to prepare a sample translation of English.
Welcome. It is a great service.
But that must be very cheap.
We can distribute without price. That is not the question.
And also they were asking to be associated more in the facilities for life membership like that. With the fees itself within their reach.
Not life membership. Life membership is just like if somebody joins, he's more than life member.
But what they meant,
if he does not join, then he becomes life member by paying the fees.
I also say,
I want to be a member, and I wish to resign from my present service, and I wish to dedicate my whole life
what
to
is
the
your
Lotus
present
feet.
Service?
At present, I am serving in the steel plant, Hindustan Steel
Limited. Steel plant.
And I want, wish to dedicate my whole life to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
That is very good proposal.
And
how far you are educated?
As long as I will live, I will bloom and clean the temple.
very good. That's all right. Go on doing that.
Okay, then I will submit my resignation.
That is up to you, I cannot say.
Yes. And my parents are sufficient enough. They have
Sri Vigrahara Dhananitanara Singara Tan Mandiramarjanade. Tan Mandiramarjan, that is also great service. If you guide other people and you do yourself just to keep the temple very neat and clean.
Yes, I am.
It will be a very, very great service.
I am ready to do that.
Then you are welcome immediately.
And that is my desire, inner desire.
Actually, Prabhuji will say, if you show example how to keep the temple neat and clean, then these foreigners also will learn from you. For those who are earning money, they should. But we are giving them books.
Yes.
So our books are worth about 3,000 rupees. But we are simply collecting 1,100.
All that they wanted, I understood from the talk. Informations, in their own dialect.
Well, one thing is, that at least in Bengal, they do not require much information because this Chaitanya movement is their movement. It is simply a plea. Everyone knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the Harinam Sankirtan. This is the essence. And let them help. Ranairathi Diyavacha, by life, by money, by words. This is the movement. Why they are anxious to get information more? That is a plea. Everyone knows what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least in Bengal.
I tell them that when they ask.
Yeah.
I say, why you are asking me that? You already know.
They are rather there to give information. But this is a plea. Bhagavad Gita was not made in London. That was spoken in India. Why they are asking? That means they have become so rascal and fool. They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their position is so low-graded now.
They do not like to learn it. They do not like to know it.
Is Bhagavad Gita imported from London? Why do they ask like this? How much degraded they have become?
And our answers must be like this.
Yes. As if they are importing knowledge from Lenin.
Yes.
These rascals. And they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. How much degraded they have become, just see.
They even go as far as to say that this Bhagavad Gita is adulterated now. And
Adulterated?
Yeah, they say so many things have been added to it. Sometimes some rascals come to criticize to that extent.
What is that addition?
Well, when you come to ask a specific answer, they say if you bring Bhagavad Gita, we should
So bring Bhagavad Gita, brother. What is the addition?
This was pointed out by quite a few in the train.
No, you can ask in that time. Please place one book like that, which is adulterated and was somehow rather added in it. Something.
But what is their source of knowledge?
There's no source of. They like to. They like to condemn.
They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
What is Bhagavad Gita?
But they can say it is added and subtracted. But they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Sarvadhamma parityaja, no adulteration.
Very simple. So,
perhaps they also
you all Indians, you have to do this. This is simply a plea to avoid. In Bengal, everyone knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was for chanting Hare Krishna.
But most of them perhaps also wanted full information regarding ISKCON.
ISKCON? Yes. That is a shortcut of International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
No, that I know. Myself, they wanted to know in their own language, aims, etc. And for that I meant local dialects, in the Bengali. To be more propagated,
So I can give you the hints. You prepare a leaflet immediately, and you publish.
Yes, have already prepared.
I shall give you more hints. Immediately come, I shall give you. Only need they should come for us. That is needed. Otherwise, everything is there.
I was having discussions with Panchajanna Prabhu regarding these things. Even to have them locally printed.
Anyway, we can work that out.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want to do in Bengali. He's giving me a lot.
Yes, it's all taken care of.
Waves in the ocean.
Yes.
Let it be stopped. Then I shall start my boat.
Now this
it will never come.
Then it is not my intention.
Start boat immediately. Yeah. In whatever condition.
Any circumstance.
Any circumstance. That is equal.
We should take it very seriously.
Yeah. First of all, let us become economically fit. Then we shall consider our spiritual. This is nonsense. All the big leaders, they wanted to keep themselves economically fit. But when death came, they had to surrender. Yes, sir. Salamuji.
Many leaders are economically.
They do not, they are not leaders. I say they are rascals.
They do not live here and they must got hold of it.
All these leaders, I must say clearly, they are all rascals. Misleaders.
Misleaders.
Not only in our country, all over the world.
All over the world.
Therefore, we have started this movement. who is real leader.